This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings everyone and welcome to our Standing Watch program. Fox News reported on August 23. President Trump's comprehensive new strategy to achieve a lasting peace in Afghanistan was enthusiastically received Tuesday by the Afghan government, which praised the increasing number of U.S. troops in the country as another way to strengthen weakened Afghan forces. Trump's speech also created pressure on the Pakistani government, which the U.S. has long suspected of sponsoring terrorism in Afghanistan. We have been paying Pakistan billions upon billions of dollars at the same time they are housing the very terrorists that we are fighting, Trump said. Now, Pakistan didn't react very friendly and approvingly. The article goes on to say, one senior intelligence official in Islamabad told Fox News that U.S. failure in Afghanistan is evident, as casualties of civilians and troops are at a record high level. Now, even before the announcement came, the Pakistanis already reacted in a very condemnatory way. The Nation, a website maintained in Pakistan, had already written on August 19, America invaded Afghanistan, ousted the Taliban regime, and poured billions to reconstruct the war-torn country, but failed. Now, when I looked at the internet and put in the question, can the Afghan war be won by the United States, the overwhelming response, and I don't care whether it was the right wing, the left wing, the liberal, the conservative, the down-the-middle media, they all pretty much said no. Mr. Tillerson said, well, we might defeat the Taliban, but we might not win either. The Week wrote on August 22, in all likelihood, we are headed toward another disastrous troop surge that will end the way every previous attempt to win in Afghanistan has ended in failure. The United States has been fighting without interruption in Afghanistan since October of 2001. Ever since, we have been waging what is essentially an unwinnable struggle against the Taliban. And they also said this on August 23, many anti-war Americans have been sunk in despair over Afghanistan since Barack Obama announced his own troop surge back in 2009, which failed, just as Trump's is 100% guaranteed to do. American troops should be immediately withdrawn. At some point, the Afghan government will have to face the Taliban mostly on its own. More American troops can only delay the day of reckoning. And quite frankly, the Bible makes very clear that no war fought by human beings can be won. It's only the question of who is the biggest loser. But no war has ever brought good and peaceful results. The question is, could President Trump ignite another war? Not just in Afghanistan, which might go on for a long time, but also in other parts around the world, like North Korea. The Huffington Post wrote on August 19, we have certainly entered some dangerous territory. After all, as Trump's domestic troubles escalate, he may look to military exploits overseas as a means of distraction. All of this inevitably leads one to question whether Trump could unwittingly ignite another world war. It's interesting that Newsmax reported on August 24 that 68% of Americans think that Trump's behavior could accidentally start an international conflict, a war, a nuclear war. Now, on August 23, former German Foreign Minister and Vice Chancellor Joschka Fischer wrote this. Instability within the United States is cause for global concern. If the U.S. can no longer be counted on to ensure world peace and stability, then we will be left with a leadership vacuum, and nowhere is this more dangerous than with respect to nuclear proliferation. He also warned that the Middle East, being a powder keg, could get to the point that the American allies, and I quote, Russia, China, and the Europeans would stick, for instance, to the nuclear deal with Iran, which means the US would find itself alone and at odds with even its closest allies. What all of this shows is that America is being drawn into a situation where it's more and more isolated on the world scene. You see, America's allies have already withdrawn for all practical purposes. Right now, you have these big campaigns in Germany for the election, which is going to take place next month. And most people assume that Angela Merkel is going to win. But we should not underestimate the challenger, Martin Schulz. Even if he doesn't win, maybe he still is going to be in a coalition government. Anyway, Reuters reported on August 23 that taking advantage of Trump's extreme unpopularity in Germany. Did you get that? Trump's extreme unpopularity in Germany. SPD leader Martin Schulz said he would use the money Merkel had earmarked for increased military spending for other purposes. But Deutsche Welle also reported this about Angela Merkel on August 23. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had some harsh words for US President Donald Trump. They all, of course, now are attacking Donald Trump because they know that that might increase their popularity and chances of winning in those elections. She warned that Germany would not blindly and automatically follow the United States into a war with North Korea. But she also had this to say. She added that Trump's America First attitude was putting him at risk of decreasing his country's importance on the world stage. An America that doesn't care about the rest of the world and just thinks about itself does not make for a big and great country, the Chancellor said. So we see the strained relationship already between Europe, let's say, and the United States of America. On August 19, the website of NPR published the following regarding Trump's isolation. It says, shortly after Bannon's ouster, there were signs Trump could not only be fighting the mainstream media, but also the Breitbarts of the world. Because Mr. Bannon had said, and this article quotes it, the Trump presidency that we fought for and won is over. The article goes on to say, however, Bannon decides to fight, what is clear is he is not going quietly. Now, JTA, a Jewish paper, a Jewish magazine, said this on August 21. Former White House chief strategist Stephen Bannon reportedly is going to war against several White House targets, including Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Now, according to the British paper, the Daily Mail, Ivanka Trump had been influential in bringing about Bannon's departure. And allegedly, the article of JTA goes on, Bannon had lobbied the president aggressively to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, a move that they say was blocked by Kushner. The report also noted that Bannon stayed away during a May visit by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House, texting to a friend that, quote, I am not going to breathe the same air as a terrorist, close quote. And so we see further isolation, in a sense, now of the entire White House when it comes to the media. Not just the quote-unquote mainstream media, the left-wing media, apparently also some of the more conservative right-wing media. The following article I thought was extremely interesting because Haaretz, another Jewish paper, wrote on August 20. This is unprecedented in U.S. history. Never before have the generals and admirals been so united against Trump, we're talking about. There is no precedent for this united front, a calculated provocation against the president, who is capable, legally and temperamentally of dismissing them all, even if it also means the resignation of Secretary of Defense James Mattis. This is a crisis of values, the likes of which America has never known before, because it has never known a character like Trump. All of this shows a complete utter turmoil, which is going on in the United States of America, and also which is going on insofar as international relationships are concerned. Now, what does this all mean? Does the Bible have anything to say about this? Well, we have prepared two booklets. One is called Punishment for Our Sins. It's, of course, absolutely free, as all of our literature is, because it has a lot to do with sins, collective sins and individual sins. And let us not forget that God is saying he is going to punish us for our sins. He is doing this already at this time, collectively and perhaps even individually, depending on how your life is being led. And here is another free booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. This booklet will show you what the Bible has to say about our current status, the immediate future, and the future way beyond. All of this is prophesied. All of this is clearly stated in the Bible. And in our booklet, we have made this clear to you. So please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.